Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
We are at that delightful stage of life where little kids ransack our house and eat our crackers. Usually, we're related to them, but not always. On Saturday, I didn't recognize one. He was about four, and he just wandered into our house. He likely saw our grandkids and wanted to be where the action was. I asked his name. I think he said Megable, or it could have been Michael. I don't know. The music was loud. "Where do you live?" I shouted. He pointed that away and stood listening to the music before wandering off. Let me tell you about the song he heard. The Warners were a wealthy family living in a townhouse in New York City. Henry Warner was a popular lawyer, and his wife Anna was from a fashionable family. When daughters Anna and Susan were young, their mother died. Then, in 1837, with little warning, the ailing U.S. economy led investors to panic and withdraw their money from the banks, thus earning the name the Panic of 1837. Henry lost his fortune, and the family left their mansion for an old ramshackled farmhouse near the famous military academy, West Point. To help, Susan and Anna began writing to earn money. Devout Christians, Anna and Susan were soon writing poems and stories for publication. Anna wrote the book Robinson Crusoe's Farmyard, and Susan wrote The Wide, Wide World, which, next to Uncle Tom's Cabin, was the most widely circulated story of that time. The sisters published 106 novels and children's books, 18 of them written together. One of their most successful projects was the novel Say and Seal, in which a little boy is dying. His Sunday school teacher comforts him by taking him in his arms, rocking him, and making up a little song. When the famous hymn writer William Bradbury read the words written by Anna Warner, he composed a childlike musical score for it, not knowing that the song would travel the world, comforting children and adults alike. For 40 years, Susan and Anna conducted Bible classes for cadets at West Point, and both were buried with full military honors. In fact, they're the only civilians buried in the military cemetery at West Point. Their home is maintained by the Military Academy as a museum to their memories and that famous children's song. A friend once wrote a letter to Anna Warner, reminding her of the time the two friends sat together in her old living room, and Anna showed her a seashell, so delicate that it looked like lace work. Holding it in her hand, Anna's eyes dimmed with tears. She told of a season when she was so sad and anxious. She said, "There was a time when I was very perplexed. Bills were unpaid, and someone sent me this exquisite thing. As I held it, I realized that if God could make this beautiful home for a little creature, he would take care of me, too." And who was Anna Warner? She was author of the world's most popular children's hymn, more famous than Old MacDonald and Baby Shark put together. "Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so." For almost 200 years, countless millions have sung it in countless languages. It's still belting out of my stereo for complete strangers to hear. A skeptic once asked me, "Where does the Bible say Jesus loves me?" The answer, from start to finish, over and over, from the moment God created us in His image, Jesus demonstrated His love by dying for us, and one day soon He will welcome us home. For now, rest assured, a God big and wise enough to create that intricate little shell that Anna held in her hand is good enough to love and care for us too. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so.
With so many voices claiming to speak for God, how do we know who to trust? Our friends at Back to the Bible Canada present Dr. John Neufeld's new book, Who Speaks for God? Available this month through Laugh Again for a feature price of just $7. Want the ebook instead? Get it free in January. Order now at 1-800-663-2425 or visit laughagain.ca. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.